In Rural Focus this morning, we're talking about sheep adjustment, and we can look at it from both the person who's adjusting sheep and the person who's actually taking those adjusted sheep. And doing this morning is the director of Bailiwick Legal, Phil Brunner. Phil, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Vin, and good morning, listeners.
Phil, it always comes up every year. Some people are having a bad season, other people are having a better season, and adjustment always comes to the fore. I guess one of the issues out of all this is that sometimes people need to be aware of having a contract before you start adjusting these sheep and what should be in that particular contract. You've been doing a bit of work on this recently, so can you bring us up to date with where we are as far as the landowner is concerned and also as far as the livestock owner is concerned?
Okay, it's probably easier just to bundle the two together and deal with some of the more common terms that apply within an adjustment agreement, Vin. I do applaud your comment. That is always wise and a good risk management tool to have a written contract dealing with these things. And we know that adjustment is an ever-recurring incident of farming and will inevitably an ever-continuing incident of farming, for the very reasons that you've identified. So it's probably important to recognise initially that an adjustment relationship is simply a licence to use someone else's land for running stock, typically. There is no proprietary interest by the adjustor, if you like, over the underlying land at all. In fact, there's no proprietary interest in that context at all. Perhaps coming from your questions, what's changed recently in relation to adjustment agreement? Probably the most fundamental change has been the introduction of the Personal Property Security Act. It's an act which we've talked about before on many occasions, Vin, as you know, and listeners will recall, but it does impact on this type of relationship as well. Principally because adjustment agreements can be so variable as to who undertakes what types of tasks.
Phil, I'm intrigued to find out more about this because you say it has changed a little bit and areas of responsibility need to be in that particular contract. So let's just go through some of the things that you think should be in a contract and people need to be aware of.
Obviously, the rate. Probably the key issue is the rate of charge per head of animal. The second key issue is the welfare of the animal and who is ultimately responsible for that. And this is where I come back to the comment I made earlier about the variability of these types of agreements amongst farmers, because you know, in some instances, it will be the landholder who takes a position of, let's say, control over the animals, and the adjustor simply pays a fee for the landowner to manage and look after the stock. In those circumstances, the welfare onus lies with the landowner. In other situations, one like I'm actually dealing with at the moment, the owner of the stock's responsibility to look after the welfare of the animal. And even though these animals might be adjusted on a property that's sort of 200 k's from the home farm, it's still the owner of the animal's responsibility to maintain and look after their welfare. The landowner is saying, no, I don't want that obligation, or I don't want that responsibility. So this is where the contractual provision really comes into play, because without a written contract, if the sheep or other animal is actually on your land, you have the primary obligation as the landowner to look after its welfare. And if you fail on that task, you may be faced with questions from the RSPCA or the Ag Department, the welfare people, in relation to the welfare of the animals. And without a written contract identifying whose responsibility that task is, you could be facing some serious problems. It's always been my advice that farmers should seek advice and assistance with these types of matters. So you know, the laws do change, and it's wise to get advice from time to time.
Now, if you'd like some advice from Phil Brunner, who's a director of Bailiwick Legal, you can call Bailiwick Legal direct on 9485 0447, or you can call Phil direct on 0427 783 168. Phil, great catching up with you in today's program.
Thank you, Vin. Thank you, listeners.